This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. LA Times published an editorial yesterday titled, Don't Restrict Free Speech, Restrict the Right to Carry Guns at Potentially Explosive Public Events. The argument is that free speech is too important to restrict, that, but for safety's sake, police should be willing to tell people no guns allowed at outdoor rallies. But as they point out, it's not just right-wing gun owners bringing weapons to these rallies. Now, Virginia is a preemption state that also allows open carry. And the nation saw the results at Charlottesville, where supposed paramilitary militias, men heavily armed, with semi-automatic weapons and in some cases wearing tactical nylon stuff with plates, possibly they were in plate carriers, appeared, as they say in the LA Times, as part of the Unite the Right rally. Once again, conflating why they were there. They were not there for Unite the Right. They were there to monitor. But far-left groups, including the so-called Redneck Revolt, a leftist pro-gun group, have also paraded around with their firearms at various demonstrations, also wearing all of the battle rattle. That's what we call it, battle rattle. This is in reference to our members of the Redneck Revolt that showed up in Phoenix the other night. But the same group was also present in Charlottesville. The group's own report on the situation says they had 20 members in the street, most carrying rifles. Then they put out a communique today with hundreds more white supremacists expected to converge on Charlottesville. Our Redneck Revolt branches work together with local organizers to create and secure a staging area at Justice Park within a short distance of the planned Unite the Right rally location, Emancipation Park. Approximately 20 Redneck Revolt members created a security perimeter around the park, most of them open carrying tactical rifles. I don't know why it is that the non-military always want to call everything tactical. I'm not sure why the Times failed to point out that there were armed left-wing militia types in Charlottesville, except perhaps that it tends to support what Trump said about there being violence or the potential for it on many sides. But in any case, they suggest that this is too dangerous to allow it to continue. They write, this is a problem that the nation must resolve. A group of self-organized, trained, and heavily armed men, and these groups are predominantly male, is a paramilitary organization, and giving it megaphones and parade banners doesn't magically transform it into something peaceful. Adding open carry to a contentious event can put public safety at risk, and the presence of visible firearms creates unique problems for the police. Open carry happens every day. In just about everywhere. 44 states have provision for open carry. So when does that create a problem for police? Once again, the left has decided the cops are too stupid to know who's who. But they add it's not the right to speech and assembly that should be restricted. It's the right to carry guns in certain potentially explosive situations. Gun advocates like to argue that they have the right to bear arms as a bulwark against tyrannical government, but government has a responsibility here as well to keep people safe. I would suspect that the editorial writers at the LA Times are not gun owners, and maybe they don't even know any gun owners. But it's worth noting that despite having two ostensibly opposing groups of armed people in Charlottesville, that no shots were fired. It wasn't the gun owners who got violent. It was the kids with the flagpoles and one nut with the muscle car. I'm not a lawyer, nor do I ever, I've never played one on TV or anything else. So maybe there's some sort of time and place exception that could be used by local police when doling out permits. But it seems to me that ultimately the state can't dole out one constitutional right to be exercised at a time. We don't get to have the First Amendment only if we agree to give up the Second. Or at least I hope not. So. Here's the thing about this. Open carry, like I said, it happens every day. In Texas, when they were moving towards open carry, all right, everybody was open carrying rifles, which is legal in Texas. To the best of my ability, a few of them got locked up. There was a lot of people that got hassled by the cops, even though it was legal. And they tried to say that, you know, you can't open carry in a menacing manner. Well, what exactly is a menacing manner? Does that mean, is a menacing manner, a menacing manner is if I've got it up and ready to go. If my hand is on the pistol grip and I'm looking around for a target, that's menacing. Now, for other people who are not gun owners, the mere fact that it is there is menacing. And that's a problem. Because I can guarantee you, here in South Carolina, we don't have any open carry at all. We're one of two shall-issue states in the United States that do not have, we have no provision for open carry. Only us and Florida. So most of the time, most of these anti-gunners around here are surrounded by guns. They just don't know it. I don't know if ignorance is bliss for them, but it has to be, I mean, there has to be some semblance of realization where they understand that, well, we're a shall-issue state, and we have X amount of permits, and if I break this down, and, you know, this means that one out of every so many. And I don't even know how many permits. I'll find out. Hang on just a second. I'll find that part out. But what I'm stating is this. Open carry has been around forever, since our founding. And the one thing that remains the common denominator is that law-abiding citizens, whether on the left or the right, are law-abiding citizens. People that carry guns are not in any hurry to use them. They have them in case they need them. But they don't want to use them. Nobody does. Nobody does. Right now in South Carolina, active permits as of December 31st, 2016, 308,406, I think, out of 5 million people. Not really impressive, I know. But that means in just about any place you go, odds are if you're in a restaurant, at maybe not a sporting event, but if you're in a restaurant, a mall, downtown somewhere, odds are you're around guns. And nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. Because the law-abiding are law-abiding. And, you know, it's like I was talking about with the news. The news gets out there and they're talking about a bunch of things that nobody cares about, that nobody sees for the most part. And in the meantime, they make out like this is a big deal, a big issue. And at any given moment, we, the law-abiding, are just going to snap like the proverbial rubber band and start killing everybody out there. Because the gun tells us to with the voices. Or something. So, you enjoy your little tirade there, L.A. Times. You've already got it that way in L.A. I don't understand why you care what goes on in Charlottesville. You are, after all, trying to get out of the United States anyway, right? I mean, do you care or not? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Right now, in a lot of large Democrat-controlled cities across the nation, there's a lot of bodies beginning to pile up. And there's an academic that's conjuring up visions of sugar plums and new taxes on the left's favorite bogeyman, guns and gun owners. According to a bio at U.S. News, John Stoer is a lecturer in political science at Yale. a business columnist for Hearst Newspapers, which I didn't even know those still existed, an essayist for the New Haven Register, and a U.S. News and World Report contributing editor. Sounds impressive. And, you know, on a lot of subjects, Mr. Storr is probably pretty great. But in his op-ed for the Connecticut Post online site, he displays a stunning arrogance about taxation and what constitutes infringement on the Second Amendment. He offers 3 points to support his argument for taxing guns: the need to raise revenue for Connecticut, that a tax on guns would have zero impact on gun sales, and that no one cares about guns anymore because Trump is in office, so consequently it's a no-brainer. Whenever you hear a Democrat or their surrogate start a discussion on any subject with the words, "We need to raise revenue," you need to hear this instead: "Dear peasant, we are mismanaging the money that we currently take from you. We require more funds to waste. We do not wish you to think on this. Just vote to allocate us more funds. Do it for the children." Storr should explain why Connecticut finds themselves in such dire financial straits to require taxing one tool more than others. Why shouldn't they be taxing, I don't know, say, knives? People get strangled all the time with ropes and, you know, extension cords, tennis shoe strings. Why shouldn't we be taxing that? But instead he pivots to a covetous description of tax-paying private business that is, in his opinion, doing a little too much business. He points out that gun manufacturer Sturm Ruger sales were up 21% before the 2016 election and have since dropped 20%. Now that sales have stabilized, he's making assumptions about the reasons why, as well as demonizing the NRA. So with gun sales down, a Republican in charge of the NRA trying to figure out what to do with itself now that it no longer has its favorite bogeyman in the White House, time for a gun tax. What kind of line of thinking is that? It's almost as if Storr seeks to punish Ruger and other gun sellers for providing a well-loved, high-quality product. He proposes to use their success as a tool to galvanize voter support for a gun tax. He mentions the NRA as a dog whistle, assuming that gun owners are lost without someone to drive gun purchases, which is ridiculous. The NRA has 5 million members. Gun Owners of America has about 300,000-400,000 members. Second Amendment Foundation, which is a big umbrella, has a Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, a whole bunch of other organizations. Maybe they have 1.5 million. And there's 136 million gun owners in the United States. Do you think that most people are not a member of one of the national organizations? Do you think that's possible? All of this, of course, is ridiculous. Taxation for the sake of taxation is a limp argument. And to add insult to injury, Storr completes the fallacious proposition by making an appeal to legitimacy. Taxation is entirely legitimate. The government has the right. It's not an infringement on the Second Amendment. Really? At no point in his column does he consider the effect that taxation would have on the purchasers of firearms. Taxation always has a chilling effect on commerce. The more tax that is levied, the lower the revenue collected. Ask Seattle how that's working out for them. But back to Connecticut's finances. According to Ballotpedia, in fiscal year 2015, Connecticut's debt was $35.4 billion. That means that each citizen's portion of the debt was $9,862, placing Connecticut in second place for per capita debt and eighth place when compared to all the other states. Ballotpedia notes that the total state debt owned by the 50 states was $1.15 trillion with a per capita debt of $3,582. Obviously, the state has a spending problem. Mr. Storr, with all of his qualifications and his possibility of being potentially great in a lot of things, why didn't he see a need to write about that? According to Travis H. Brown, the author of How Money Walks, How $2 Trillion Move Between the States and Why It Matters, K. Connecticut comes in number 10 for loss of adjusted gross income over the period studied, 95 to 2010. Connecticut is one of the top 10 states in the country for state local tax burdens. According to Brown, the states with the lowest overall per capita state tax burden saw great gains in AGI, which was about $69.9 billion, while the states with the highest per capita tax burden saw stunning losses, $139 billion. So, in truth, Mr. Storr, getting out there and taxing guns is not going to draw Americans into Connecticut. Connecticut's gun owners already refused to participate in an ill-conceived scheme to force registration of AR-15s owned in the state. I can't agree with him on one statement made in his article. His idea is going nowhere, as the Connecticut state legislature can't even get a budget going. Maybe instead of rooting around like a bunch of sow pigs in the mud for ways to drive even more residents, including gun owners, probably businesses, I don't know, from the state of Connecticut, maybe they should spend a little energy on lowering spending and taxes. I don't know. This is just me thinking out loud. I'm not nearly as qualified as Mr. Storr. I do, however, know this. In the event that that were to pass, in the event that moment were to occur in Connecticut, I just don't see it, you know. They already have enough trouble as it is just making anything work. But if they can't get a budget going, they can't levy any new taxes. And which means that Mr. Storr was just sort of playing the game of what if. Which is what the majority of these guys do. They all play the game of what if. So, I do love it so. That what if game. But Connecticut, you know, being Connecticut, I sort of get why it would be that way. I just don't quite understand why anybody would sit back and think this is a smoking hot idea. Last one didn't work either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I got a question. Do you understand what professional gun control proponents like Mark Kelly and Michael Bloomberg and Shannon Watts and Dennis Hannigan, do you understand what they have in common? What all of them have in common? That they lie for a living? Being in the military and then everything else that I've been through since then has always taught me that the only thing in life that you can truly control is your integrity. And that has always been something difficult for me to wrap my arms around. I've dealt with their lives my entire adult life, and I still haven't found a way to come to terms with it. Here are a few of their favorite terms, recently. High-power assault weapons are weapons of war and serve only one purpose, to kill as many people as possible in the shortest amount of time. Or, because of America's guns, it is the most violent country in the industrialized world. Or, you're more at risk for becoming a victim of violence as a law-abiding citizen if you keep firearms at home. Or, if just one more gun control law, like universal background checks, were passed, violent crime would be reduced. Or, the Supreme Court's Heller decision reversed the age-old understanding that word people, as used in the Second Amendment, didn't really mean the people. Or, Hillary Clinton sought only modest gun law reforms as a presidential candidate. Or, we support the Second Amendment, but want this one modest reform to enacted to save lives. Or gun owners are more likely to commit suicide because of the guns they own. or states with the most relaxed gun laws experience the most violence, or firearm ownership poses an unacceptable risk to the nation's children, or that guns are virtually never used successfully for self-defense, or that citizens are incapable of using firearms proficiently for self-defense. This is the sole domain of those extraordinary humans who pursue careers in law enforcement. Or concealed carry laws increase gun violence. Or more guns in private hands will always result in more violent crime. I get what they're trying to do. It all makes sense considering what they're attempting to achieve. They're trying to convince us to willingly forfeit what our brave forefathers saw as an essential personal liberty. A freedom that nobody else has on this rock. They have to try to persuade Americans to voluntarily make ourselves totally vulnerable to the whims of the evil among us. Principles of self-sufficiency must be surrendered to reliance on hope that help from the government will arrive in time to save the day. So, in short, for them to secure their agenda, they have to ask people to do something really stupid, an unnatural thing of serious consequence. And telling the truth isn't going to cut it. They can't be responsible for anything, including something as fundamental as their own personal safety. So how can they be responsible for the things they say? They're like members of a cult. And like members of any cult, they have blind faith in a promise, despite the fact that there's no science to back it. For the gun control cult, it's the false promise that gun control saves lives. And this end will always justify their very twisted means. The fact that they have unlimited financial resources and a sympathetic media that never hold them accountable for their fiction keeps them rolling forward without interruption. The media, in particular, are enablers. And there was a day when the press was meant to hold all who step into the public realm to account. And those days are gone. Now they go even further by disseminating the gun control cult's junk science and propaganda without as much as a questioning glance. Every now and again their lies and lack of integrity will strike me, you know, at a certain moment. Like when I was handling the DTWS AR-15. And I was looking at it, and I was like, wow, this thing is really much more advanced than the gun that I was issued when I was in the military. And I looked at it, and, you know, it has an adjustable stock and a pistol grip. And it's designed for anybody to be able to manipulate this weapon successfully. It's not a hunting rifle, and, you know, when they get out there and say, who needs a semi-automatic? Why do you have to be able to shoot a deer 36 times? Well, that's 556/223 is not actually used for deer. It's illegal to use for deer because it's too weak to get the job done. The AR-15 is almost like a set of Legos, too. And it's a 100% effective tool for what it is designed to be used for. And it's also a teaching tool. Children can run these things. And I consider all of this, and I think about the fact that I have personally fired thousands, tens of thousands of rounds, maybe hundreds of thousands of rounds. And then I consider the fact that I've killed precisely no one. Ever. And other good Americans fire hundreds of millions of rounds through those same rifles every year, harming nothing but the egos of those opposed to having fun. But the cult will continue to spew its one-purpose lie along with all of their other fabrications. They don't care about the truth because the end will always justify their evil means. By being compelled to tell the truth, in a lot of ways, we sort of handicap ourselves. But based on the fact that we operate with a template of integrity, we don't get a lot of options. And And with everything that I've ever done, I found there to be an easy way and a hard way. But I've also found that the right way is almost always the hard way. And I'm sort of okay with that. We nearly always prevail. I mean, the states that are restrictive just get more restrictive, and the states that are enjoy freedom, enjoy more freedom. So how much of a reason is there to change? In the meantime, the gun control liars, the gun control cult, will continue to sink, to flail about in the water under the weight of their own fabrication, their own lies. They can't help themselves anymore. They can't get past certain things. And that's too bad. But that does, just because I wish it would stop being this way doesn't mean that I'm going to stop fighting it. I'll never stop fighting it. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break, the last break. And I want to set you up for this because we're going to talk about the John Brown Gun Club. And there's more than one John Brown Gun Club. This is becoming a thing with chapters. We're going to do all of the deconstruction, because they're showing up. And they're showing up ready to play. So let's find out who we're talking about, because we might have to play with them one day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The John Brown Clubs, these are they're gun clubs for leftists affiliated with the Redneck Revolt, who are in turn affiliated with Antifa. Redneck Revolt was founded to agitate among rural working class whites across the country, the people left behind by the attempt to shift the United States into a hierarchical meritocracy. That effort reveals considerably smarter thinking than that of Obama, the coastal elites, or for that matter, Kevin Williamson or Bill Kristol. They were founded to exploit, John Brown Clubs were founded to exploit working class interest in firearms and to provide training and familiarization to the more effete levels of the resistance. And those of a certain age will recall the Gay Communist Gun Club, one of the Saturday Night Live's funnier skits. And that, in a nutshell, with a large helping of divisive racial politics, is what the Brownies are. The Brownies had a brief fling of notoriety this past spring when the original Phoenix branch showed up at a Trump rally toting guns and acting as menacing as any random group of left-wing snowflakes can manage. Widely covered in the regional left-wing press, the stories featured shots of the standard dreadlock and nose chain denizens of the current left with an impressive array of shoulder weapons. None of them were masked. That was very interesting. That's become customary for them. Presumably, the sight of armed and masked people assembling would have required arrests. The only problem with this is a lot of them showed up with airsoft weapons, toys with the orange rings ripped off, not an impressive debut. The ones that actually did show up, with whether they had the toys or the real thing, they were all aiming at each other's kneecaps. Then new branches began to sprout up in Denver, Orlando, Cincinnati, Seattle, Maine. Something that's often overlooked when you deal with the American left is that they've adapted the process of projection as a political strategy, and it works like this. The left accuses the opposition, could be the right or the middle, the up or the down, or even traditional liberals, of some crime or other. It can be anything at all, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not. The accusation is all that counts. Once placed in the record and validated by our current media, the accusation then becomes a new benchmark for political activity, as far as the left goes anyway, because the far right or the fascist or whoever violated the rules, it's now okay for the left to do the same. They have no choice, really, if they want to save the people from being ravished by the fascist hordes. You have to fight fire with fire, no? So, if Richard Nixon subverted the Constitution during Watergate, well, that justifies every left-wing president since, from Carter to Clinton to Obama, in doing the same. Since the far-right impeached Bill Clinton for no reason at all, the left is justified in threatening every Republican president with impeachment. Since George Bush cheated his way into the presidency in 2000, we can't complain about Hillary pulling the same thing. We could keep on going, but this is what the John Brown Clubs are all about, an attempt to respond to the editorial cartoon horror flick image of conservatism by being even more horrifying. Comprised of the bitter clingers, the Nazis, and the Klansmen, the right-wingers lope through the Twilight Hills with a firearm in one hand, a Bible in the other, threatening progressives, undocumented immigrants, and every flavor of LGBTPDQ there is. What choice do the Brownies have but to respond in kind? And respond they have. Recent video, released for the purposes of shock and awe, reveals the Phoenix Club in full full battle rattle as a platoon of Harry Callicans, John McCains, and Rambos, at least in their minds. Targets are sent up 20 paces away. They clear their weapons while they aim at their feet. And that bizarre Frederick the Great era firing line, clearly the Brownies know next to nothing about guns, like handling them, you know, firing them, safety, because they don't think there's anything to know. The impression of the left about gun owners is simple. The gibbering, psychopathic loons waving weapons of mass destruction in a pathetic effort to make up for some sort of personal deficiency. A threat to decent people and nothing more. The leftists and the Brownies among them have no idea why people own guns, but because they have no idea, they think they have nothing to learn beyond what end the slug comes out of. The process of learning about guns, how they are safely handled, how they're used, the differences between types and makes, and what they're for, does not occur. And the same is true of the growth in character that serious firearm ownership demands and encourages, the enhanced sense of personal responsibility and discipline. The Brownies don't even know that this exists, therefore it doesn't happen. It's as if somebody tossed a set of keys to a Mustang to a 14-year-old and told her to take it away without any effort to impart driver's safety, the rules of the road, E-I-E-I-O. No, to the left, guns are simply a menace. So the Brownies have established themselves as a menace, and that's why they showed up at the Trump March in Phoenix. Interestingly, there were no photos of the Trump marchers in the articles dealing with the incident. Why weren't they? Well, because those photos would have shown the Trump marchers to be unarmed, normal, everyday people, husbands and wives and families, small businessmen, professional students, all out to express their support of the government with nary a pistol in evidence. Because they don't need them, because there would be no point. But here come all the Shea Juniors, menacing, belligerent, willing to up the ante to push things as far as they'll go, and then even further. That's what their historic namesake did, and I'm actually using it correctly this time. John Brown is greater than a historical figure. He is an icon of chaos and murder and bloodshed. The absolute bloody-minded, ultraviolet, far end of the abolitionist movement, one who actively frightened sincere figures such as Frederick Douglass. Brown was one of the belligerents who made Kansas bleed in the late 1850s, personally responsible for at least one massacre of Southern settlers in Potawatomi. In 1856, he turned east in hopes of even greater bloodletting, encompassing the entire South. He didn't have to do this. While in Kansas, he also freed a number of slaves and sent them north toward freedom. He could have continued that, acting as something of an abolitionist Robin Hood, bestowing freedom while making the slaveholders look foolish in their effort to turn Kansas into a slave state. But there's something else that called to him, something that, to the modern eyes, bears a strong resemblance to the behavior of Charles Manson or Jim Jones. In the end, he merely convinced the South as a whole that its own propaganda was true. That abolitionist, far from the gospel-inspired crusade in favor of Christian values, was a gang of bloodthirsty maniacs eager to plunge the South into apocalypse. And once they convinced themselves of this, they set about against their own interest in making that true. And the John Brown clubs didn't choose their name by accident. Charlottesville must be thought of in the same terms as Bleeding Kansas and Harper's Ferry, because it's the same impulse of near-demented fanaticism that lies behind them all, a century and a half apart. The Harper's Ferry raid was intended to kick off a massive rebellion that would drown the slave-owning class in a tidal wave of blood. And so was Charlottesville. Only the victims this time were to be the bourgeois, the middle class, the ordinary Americans who insist on going their own way in defiance of the laws of history. And after arranging for a collision between the two gangs, recall that John Brown's sponsor Redneck Revolt was there, taking part in the attack. McAuliffe and Streeter stood down the police in hopes of confrontation or even worse, a massacre. A few dozen dead kids would have suited them just fine, but this time, and largely I'd be willing to bet thanks to the basic cowardice of the KKK / Nazis, they did not get it. Why weren't the John Brown clubs at Charlottesville? Well, because they weren't ready yet. God forbid that the tag team visible in that video tried to take on anybody experienced in arms. But they will be. For what other purpose do they exist? Eventually they will show up with their fancy weapons that they don't understand, and eventually somebody's going to pull that trigger, as happened at Kent State in 1970. And then, the Brownies are going to learn what guns are all about. They're also going to learn what they mean by the term cannon fodder. I guess we'll be seeing you. We will be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then I want you to remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has always, always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.